Chapter 5. The Shepherd. I am come into my garden, my sister, my promised bride. I have gathered my myrrh with my balsam and spice. From your sweet words, I have gathered the richest perfume and spices. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey, I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, eat, O revellers of the palace, you can never make my love disloyal to me. Drink, yes, drink abundantly of love, O precious one, for now I know you are mine, irrevocably mine. With his confident words still thrilling her being, through the lattice, she saw her shepherd turn away and pass into the night. John 16:33. Verse 2. With her heart full of inexpressible joy, the Shulamite fell asleep that night, only to awaken in dreamland. Next morning she told the story thus to her companions. The Shulamite. I went to sleep, but my heart stayed awake. I dreamed that I heard the voice of my beloved as he knocked at the door of my mother's cottage. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my spotless one, he said, for I am wet with the heavy night dew, my hair is covered with it. Job 11:13-15. The Shulamite. But weary from a day in the vineyards, I had already sought my rest. I had put off my garment, how could I put it on? I had washed my feet, how could I again soil them? Isaiah 32:9, Hebrews 3:15. Footnote: In my weariness from earthly cares, do I hesitate to answer when the divine shepherd knocks at my door, and so turn him from me? Verse 4. My beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was moved for him. Verse 5. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and withdrawn himself, and was gone. My soul went forth to him when he spoke, but it failed me, and now he was gone. I sought him, but I could not find him, I called him, but he gave me no answer. Verse 7. The watchmen that go about the city found me, they struck me, they wounded me, the keepers of the walls took my veil and my mantle from me. Verse 8. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find him my beloved, that you tell him I am sick from love, simply sick to be with him. Psalm 63:1. Daughters of Jerusalem. Verse 9. What is your beloved, more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? Taunted the harem ladies, what is your beloved, more than another beloved, that you should give us such a charge? John 10:26. Verse 10. Thoroughly aroused, with cheeks glowing and eyes snapping, the Shulamite broke forth in a torrent of praise for the matchless shepherd, in which she drew upon the resources of the palace and of the mountains for comparisons, and even words were not adequate, for she was trying to describe that which the eyes of her spirit had seen, and the realms of the spirit beggar's description. She said, The Shulamite. My beloved is fair and ruddy, the chief among 10,000. John 1:14, Psalm 45:2. Verse 11. His head is precious as most fine gold, his locks are curling and bushy, and black as a raven. Verse 12. His eyes are as doves beside the water brooks, bathed in milk and fitly set. Verse 13. His cheeks are as a bed of spices or balsam, as sweet herbs yielding fragrance. His lips are like blood-red anemones or lilies, distilling liquid sweet-smelling myrrh. Verse 14. His hands are as rods of gold, set with nails of beryl and topaz. His body is a figure of bright ivory, overlaid with veins of sapphire. Verse 15. His legs are as strong and steady pillars of marble, set upon bases of fine gold. His appearance is like Lebanon, excellent, stately and majestic as its cedars. Verse 16. His voice and speech are exceedingly sweet, yes, he is altogether lovely, the whole of him delights and is precious. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Footnote: Is my Savior unquestionably the one altogether lovely, the one above all others most precious to me? Can I tell how and why Christ is more to me than any other human being or than all earthly possessions?